Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
Supportive, always handling her business. How in the world is it calling it? How do I make another call? Did I hang him up? Is it ringing? What it say? All right, Philly Shine, we having some site technical difficulties because I got to change up and whatnot. You know what I mean? What's crazy is right now, if I was inside of a club where somebody know me, you know what I'm saying, where I was like a favorite. Hello? Reno? If I was at a club where I was favorite at, I'd be like, oh, they're like, oh, you ain't got your ID?
This is so
what?
I can't find my money.
Yo, but if I was at a place, if I was in a place where people knew me and they loved me, Listen,
I'm leaving. I'm going to the
high end room. Oh, okay. Well, then we'll probably meet you there. Listen, that's what I'm talking about for tonight or whatever. Crazy rough start to Philly Shine. We're not going to get controversial because I'm not upset. Just hurt. You know what I mean? Welcome to Philly Shine. It's 11 o'clock. And if I was at one of my homies' clubs, which is kind of crazy, and I ain't hear my ID, I would be able to go in. But then tonight, while everybody want to do their job or whatever, you don't want none of my money. But welcome to the show.
You already
We already got Buck Bandit Reno in the building. I'm a bit emotional right now. We're going to talk about it. Tonight's topic is how you choose your favorite. You know what I mean? I got my favorite. So I guess I understand, but me, I try to have people in a universal sense. Everybody's welcome, except for kids, you know. You all can come to my party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm a bit upset. So we got Reno in the building helping us out. Bang on the right. Shout out to Reno. He got we all are fans.
You already know. I appreciate
that. Yeah, definitely we appreciate you. We want to go into some music. So while I calm down, I'm getting a better mood. Yeah, my mood swings. You know, I get right back to it because I did have a good day today. But it's just crazy how people are just crazy. But we're going to have fun. So with Honest Fire here for a good time. Let's walk to McDonald's. You got me, Reno?
You already know.
I already know. Talk to my co-host. Talk to Bandit.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here
Wait a minute, let's get back to the point.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm trying to make that paper that'll last me a lifetime. You bitches mad hating, I don't do much. So watch what happens when I really stunt. You really get annoyed. Wait a second, hold up. Let's get back to the point. I'm here for my own enjoyment. So you should beware, Charles. Little bitches talking shit from a distance. Don't get too close. I'm surrounded by the crowd full of missiles. Ready to blow, ready to blow.
I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time.
I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point.
I'm needy, borderline greedy. I ain't wasting my time, I'm replacing my dimes with a quarter or I rent a Bentley and show and prove how my money's spent. And it's all legit, the way that I do it. I got these bitches like, can you teach me how to do it? They wanna become fluent. I tell them all it's easy, baby. All you gotta do is if they give a fuck and pay me.
I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point.
I'm only here for a good time.
Tonight, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna play. We out this shit, so that we in a better mood a little bit. Oh, Philly Shire, shout out to everybody tuning in. We having fun tonight. Shout out to Young Driz. Hello.
Huh? I said Young Drizzle.
Young Drizzle in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? We having fun. We talking about some good shit. Yeah. All right. We talking about how you pick favorites. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. So that's the topic for tonight. How you pick your favorite girl? How you pick your favorite artist? You know what I mean? The favorite person you want to have around. Yes, you my favorite, bro. Because I know you forever. Show me that you was a shit. Other than that, like, you can't respect a person that treats you as a favorite if they don't know you or if they haven't experienced anything. Took time to learn your name. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. We will have some fun with Felicia tonight.
How do you pick your favorite?
I mean, I pick my favorite. There's different ways. Like, a lot of people could be my favorites, like, just doing small things. I was like, oh, my goodness. I really, really like you, or blah, 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 something. Yeah, I got this going. I'm good. I'm going to try to see if it'll work. I'm going to pray back. Just here. Yeah. We, Yeah, we had a fun geeking now. Because, like, I'm still with, like, a couple of my favorite people. I don't want to get a cold. Because I'm not really dressed proper for the weather.
So, yeah, what you got on?
I had on a car show dress.
Car show dress? Okay.
She got on jeans like I should have on. She got on jeans. Amy got on jeans. Trish got on jeans. I'm cold.
Oh, they tripping.
You know what I mean? Last night I wore jeans, but tonight I'm a little cold.
That's a violation. It's too hot to be wearing that many clothes.
You know, no, it's not hot at all. It's cold.
No, she's. Yeah.
Shout out to Young Driz. She a big hustler. It's all these buttons. I just don't like those. I need to. Y'all don't know how much of the shit Driz is. But I wish you could have got a little something extra for me. God damn. Listen, I'm gonna cover my face. No, we're doing terrible. Listen, we doing some old high school stuff I never did before.
We're about to go in a club.
Yeah, right. Go look for somebody ID to take. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta get shit done, but your favorite people will do this for you. Driz, if you just met me a month ago, would you do that for me?
Yeah.
See? Do you a favor by a person, you get treated different. Try to be favored by a person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, go out of your way or, like, treat us like God or Most High or whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it ain't nothing goddamn wrong with playing your part. Like, play your part. Do some good things. I'm just trying to, like, do some good things. Do some good things. We gonna do some big things. You know what I'm saying? See, your thing is a sweetheart. Tonight we talking about how you get favorites.
We're talking about Reno,
you know what I mean?
Sexy ass, and Key West sexy ass.
Reno sexy ass. Shout out to Key West sexy ass. And she gonna talk about my fine ass. I got a fine ass. A very fine ass. If I do speak to myself. I was just telling people earlier, like, if I had mirrors in my house, I wouldn't come outside. Like, that's how much I like my butt and my feet. I'd be in the house all day. I'd be like, yo, you do? See, Amy said she'd be in the house looking at her mirror.
See, that's why I like when all y'all in the group, because when y'all walk past, all you hear.
Oh, you know what, Bubble? He was so dirty. No, it ain't even like that because... Well, some real shit. If I had more mirrors in the house, I wouldn't go nowhere. Cause like when I be at the club, like certain clubs, they be having mirrors. I'm like, oh my god,
you just go
I'm about
in front of the mirror.
I stand in front of the mirror. I don't be dancing. I be standing like.
Mm-hmm.
I be just standing and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't believe that.
Huh?
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
Yeah, you play the wall.
You a liar.
Yeah, I promise.
I play the wall a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm grinding on somebody, you gotta have something sturdy to put.
Oh,
all
right. Well, that's a different story.
So you play the wall like 300. Wait a minute. 5175.
You on my phone right?
Yeah. Nah, I think it was a message, yeah. We only got a brief moment of Philly shine until you know what I mean? I'm going to go get my phone charged up. We're going to figure out the next move. We talking shit tonight. I got Reno on the line.
Right.
We got any callers yet? Or play some music?
Yeah, we got some people listening in. If you want to come in, shout yourself out on Philly shine, definitely hit that one, and we'll get to you right away.
Oh, yeah, open up the line. If you press the number one on your keypad, tell us. You want to shout out, you want to show off, you want to participate in the topic, get in on the shenanigans of tonight because we out and about having some fun tonight. So join us, please shine, you know. I want to go into one of my favorites, you know what I mean? Also, I'm continuing on with Thursday show where I played all my fan favorites. So go to blogtalkradio.com. .com/honestfire or no matter of fact go to www.buckbandittvmagazine.yolasite.com.
We got a hand raised.
And go to PS Shine, PS Radio, and you know, let me check out the archives.
Click PS Radio. Look at her Twitter. Click on the archives. Look at the upcoming shows. We just had PD Crack on the show. You know what I mean, Philly Shine. Come on.
Yeah, Philly Shine. Who's the first hand raised here?
All right, the first one we got is 215-966. We got two, but we're going to get into this one first. 215-966.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to the president. That's the president.
Yeah, what's up?
Chilling up in the northeast trying to woo, woo, woo. Y'all don't know that. I just looked at the shadow. Y'all didn't even see that. Y'all take care. Gonna be bugs all over the place, man. I don't like the bugs.
It's hot. It's hot.
Yo,
I got bitten by like 20
like
times.
Yo, my house got big bugs. My house got big bugs that come inside from outside, and they scare me, and I can't stand them. And then nobody wants to kill it for me because they, I don't know. And then I just spray it with a bunch of bug spray, and they don't even die from bug spray, yo. They don't even like exterminators. Like, they just ignore that shit. I hate them. They
That's why they take the bugs and shit. They get like they gangsta the bug, like, yo, dog, I ain't scared of you. Fuck that.
What she said? Well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, get these people back their shit. We out.
I know. That's a fucked up shit. These roaches out here, fuck no. Look, there's some cockroaches, dog, that fly. I've seen one in my house. I was like, what the fuck is this with this and shit? Yeah, it's a big old cockroach that flies. Yo, I had a heart attack.
I tell you, I've heard about those things. I've had dreams about those things, but I've never seen one in my life. So
that day
will be the day I faint. That'll be the day I faint. Oh, God.
No, y'all. Look, y'all should be happy out in the city.
Why?
Because the South is horrible. Because the South is horrible.
Oh,
it's hot as hell. Shh. They got frogs. They got frogs.
Okay. Listen, shush. Trush, we're going to change the subject. We're talking about favorite things. You're one of my favorite people. We'll talk about why you're one of my favorite people. But let's go to the next caller, and we're going to go to some music so I can get my life together, because we walking through dumpsters. It's like all these, when we walking past the dumpsters, all these fucking bugs out here. Shit irks me. Like, can we get to the next caller? Like, we having fun on Philly Shine. I'm going to try to get back.
We got 215-626.
Okay. 215-626, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Airplane H, man. Calling from Southwest. What's going on?
Chilling. Trying to
start with y'all.
Be up to South. We shout out Airplane H on Philly Shine, you know what I mean? Big ups to you.
I had
fun,
to call
you know
in
mean?
And show some support, man.
You.
Call up and show some support.
You said what?
So I had to call up and show some support. I already know.
I show you a lot of support too. We shot you out earlier today on Key West show.
Oh yeah. I heard y'all was playing the cut. Well, I definitely got that thing on deck for you.
Oh well, you
for that dinner, whatever I'm doing.
Instrumental. You want to look more? Oh.
Man, I'm gonna tell her to hit you up on the book or whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely. Give me all your stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show some love. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't shit. I'm just calling in to show some love. I'm playing the cut though, looking into the show.
Hello.
Yeah.
You sleep over there, thing guy.
All right, so we wanna listen to some of my favorite music because I'm fucking hurt. Dollar the General, D Stacks, you see me, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Real fuck. Yeah, me, Rena. What?
Yeah, I got what's you.
What is her? That's
four. That's
tripping. Like, come on, they don't.
What'd you name it?
Dollar the General, D Stacks, you see me, motherfucker.
Oh, I got you. See, why you ain't say that? I got you.
Hey. Oh, hey. Down, we going in, man. You ready? I'm ready. Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker. Grab my attention. And I went through the damn, cause we always can't fit. Yeah. You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them all clear. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, motherfucker. I'm rich. And a man, nigga, fall like this.
You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate
nigga hate on me.
Second, they didn't want to fuck me, now they throwing me the Gucci. Shit, everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them, I just let them give me chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe, flying like a bird. Get falling like an underarm, such as in deodorant. Top down, no test, hey, bye, know with him. Black on black, try to hold it down.
But you don't notice him.
Rockstar lifestyle, Mike, don't make it bitch. Don't bring your white out, nigga, I take a bitch. All that ice out, hey, bye, know I'm rich.
What?
I never wipe out who shit. That nigga dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. Still suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coop still a little loose, you know what it is.
And I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, look over down, it's always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips.
Baby.
Wanna eat, nigga, hate on me.
Hello, I know you see me, see me. I'm everywhere you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me, no. I'm eating Wheaties, Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm tricking now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a fine bitch, I'm in my prime, bitch. I only want a pretty girl and she a fine chick. 1970, so I'm okay to grind it. Niggas can't fuck with me, I'm
move, roll, fly shit.
Two-so, ostrich, Louis shoe, stop it. Boat house, somewhere in the tropics.
Plane ride,
driver in the cockpit. Back to the project, folks by the boat load.
19 an object.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what's the contract. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Ben, big head, Lens. You looking through the smoke, you can spot me.
You see me, motherfucker.
I'm for resistance, and I went up, up and down, cause we always get better.
Yeah. You see me, motherfucker.
Take a look at our wrist, a cross of diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crimes, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
yeah.
me.
You know what I'm saying? They gave us a little ID so we could go in and try to pass for people, right? So we got real. Yo, we have a chance where we can have fun. You know what I'm saying? Go in the club. They let me in with somebody else ID. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look shit like the person.
That's a lot of shit. That was my fucking swim.
Listen, no, did you see him? I know, it's so dumb.
Like
listen, men, some people are just so fucking dumb.
All these beauty marks I got on my face. Like, it
was so funny. The person whose ID I had obviously said on their ID how much they weighed, how tall they was. You know what I'm saying? They let me in. Listen, yo, they let me in the club. They let me in. They like, all right, you can come in.
Sorry.
Fuck Sky. Sky's stupid. Ain't nobody even in there. Then when my fucking cousin come in or whatever. No, they fuck that club. It's empty. Ex-Driz, she will tell you it's empty. Stupid. So then, when it's Bang's turn to go in the club, then they want to be super cops and be like, wait a minute, this mole is in the wrong place. Like, how fucking much detecting are you doing, you dickhead? OMG, I swear to God.
I'm like, 1 hour for an
hour. I didn't even do that stuff. Listen, she studied the ID on top of it, and I didn't even study mine. I just took that shit. Listen, I just took the ID and went about my business. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. If it's going to work, it's going to work. I ain't even studied. She studied the ID.
Don't wait until that late. But now the dude drew it.
That's it. That's
it. Listen, it was crazy because how you going to not let her in? The ID looked just like her. She studied the whole joint from top to bottom. So y'all know I had to cuss them out for her, you know. Can we please clip? Because I cussed them the fuck out.
Right.
You was on point like this. Wait a minute. Amy a fucking scholar. She going to elbow my way in this shit and be like, listen, bitch, don't make me put his dick on your face and slap you around and shit. Like, I'm that type of person. But Amy, she studied the drawing, and I was like, y'all not going to let her in, really? Then the boy want to act all Bogartish and
this whole
he's going to he gonna snatch it out my hand. Piss me off, man.
Every time I'll just look at my fucking ID, like, what if that was really me, though? Like, and they just said it wasn't me.
But it's cool, because then I cussed them the fuck out. I was like, y'all dumbass cops. Y'all doing y'all fucking job. Big job. Somebody else I ding. Fucking bitch-ass sky people. Y'all imaginary. Y'all don't even exist to me no more. Let me see y'all on the range or something. These target passes. But it was cool. It was just real funny because, like, how the fuck you let me in with some fake ID and Miss Amy, who studied the drawer back in front. Shout out to Amy. Do a crime with her. She'll get away with it. Like,
shout out to Amy.
Big ups to my boo, Amy. But we're having fun on Philly Shop. We're going to talk about what's your favorite. You know what I mean? How do you choose your favorites? Checking up on people. We got present in the building. We got Airplane Ace, Reno, my co-host for the night, Mr. Reno, Suck Bandit, TV Magazine,
.yourlife.com. Oh, I told you I had you, too. I got
he told me
you
he
too.
Got me. So we got something special from Reno. You got it for me now? Can I have it now?
No, you can't have it right now. I'm still waiting for it.
Give it to me now. That club is nuts. I want to go over there and throw fucking eggs at the security guards, yo. I'm so pissed at them. Yo, we're going to talk some more shit tonight because I'm having fun, y'all. That was funny. I like when
yeah,
I can cuss a person out, though. I ain't going to lie.
Get
I ain't going to lie. You probably just got to tell a person, listen, you dumb fuck. You know what I mean? listen, it was so funny, y'all, because they were so stupid and smart at the same time. Like, you ever been that stupid and smart at the same time? But this is what I get. I actually missed my fucking baby's play tonight. And I'm upset. People mad at me because they bought tickets. And I ain't there. Oh, shit. Damn, everybody. Here you go. Hey, they was about to blow up the car.
Look at you, so.
And I just took my lighter. I should have get my lighter back. Should I go back and get my lighter back?
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Fucking bitch. If one of them swing on me, I'm going to knock that the fuck out. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Can we please edit that part? No, they just took my lighter. I want my lighter
back. You didn't let me live.
Can we please mute Airplane Ace? Because he's just talking. He ain't even talking to Philly Shine. He's just talking to his people. I don't know. But we're going to have some fun. He knows. Or he can check out the archive episodes, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, .yolasite.com. You know what I mean? We having fun. Shout out to all the people who are dead to me. If you're a fucking dumbass cop who can't do your job, you're dead. Bothering motherfuckers for no reason, you're dead. You a nut ass security guard. Once you want to be an agent, wearing a t-shirt that says agent, who the fuck is you an agent for? You don't even make agent money. You don't even make Asian money. Fuck out of here. You're dead. Pour all my liquor for you. On your fucking grave, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we try to have fun tonight and roll out, you know what I'm saying?
We got a new caller.
We gonna check up on a new caller tonight. We talking about favorite things, and we can talk about what's dead to you, too, or what used to be your favorite you don't like no more. We can talk about that shit, too. Who's the new caller? Philly Shine. We going there. We're trying to have some fun on Saturday night.
You already know. We got 215-200.
215-200. Is that my wife?
This Tyrone Bigum.
What the fuck? Can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah. I like crack.
Tyrone Bigum, you like crack.
We're going to have to play on his phone later.
Oh, we got the number?
Yeah.
Oh, that was right to my west? Oh, was somebody playing on the phone, really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm
they hung up?
No, I muted them because it wasn't funny.
It's not 0601. It's the last digit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Key West. Oh, he being
silly. Alright, well, you already know Key West playing.
He got a public number. That's why I shouted out. Look at Key West. He's about to get beat the fuck up by Reno. See, everybody has mood changes. You know what I mean? Roll out. Don't be shy,
Reno. Reno Key West in the building.
Shout out to Key West.
Good.
We show you a lot of love, Mr. West.
I enjoyed the applause.
I thought you was another Bone Quisha.
I'm chilling. We chilling. You know, we got
Bone Quisha. I think you're so cute, Honest Fire.
We're going to put it on speaker. Cause how do you turn this off? I'm in a picture.
But that next time funny. I don't want the hand claps. I want the moan.
Oh, I
want to
see the titties.
No, I got to give you the cut. You only get the moan when
we
you
say you
too much.
We haven't found it. I
hate it on speaker. I got to get the moans and not call up.
Well, no, you know what? We're having fun on Philly Shine tonight. Nut-ass fucking security bastards that let us in the club.
Why don't they let you on the club?
Because they stupid.
And I had a man on my face.
Listen.
I got him.
They need to calm down.
Don't
calm
me now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, don't test me now.
Who on the line? Who all on the line? If I can be proper.
Guess all on the line. No, you don't have to be proper. It's familiar here.
No, I mean, who on the line so I can say hello being proper?
Oh, fuck them. It's Bang, Amy.
We got Young Drizz.
Oh, man, Driz and Amy all together, huh?
Young Airplane Ace in the background.
You had me, we got...
We got some callers tipping in, calling in, having fun with us, you know
Yo,
what I mean?
Yo, Amy, did you add me? Did you add me? That's a sexy-ass s'more.
S'more. Well, look at you. What part are you going to be?
Thank you.
I'm going to be the cinnamon graham cracker.
The cinnamon grape. Read it.
Put in my face.
Amy, the marshmallow.
I'm the chocolate.
He's
the marshmallow.
I could be a graham cracker. I'm
right, well, Drizzle the other graham cracker. We can make this report tomorrow. You know I don't mind.
It's dirt.
Oh, wait, what's that?
I have all y'all in the room.
Oh, God. You ain't give me a better moan, you're fired. What the fuck type of shit is this? I've had this nut ass moan for 2 weeks. I'm crawling on this show.
A better moan. Like a.
See, that was a recording.
Yeah, that's why y'all gotta come through. We gotta record that live.
We having fun on Philly Shine, you know what I mean?
I'm proud of Reno. He came a long way.
Wait.
But Reno, first time coming on the show, he's like, I can't see that. I got a girlfriend.
Man, after a while, you just stop giving
up. I'm giving up. If they can't understand.
You single ass. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with what we doing. We like imaginary flirting. Like, we ain't even looking at each other. We just talking shit. We
shit.
Don't like the party line. Just like
I'm looking at everybody.
Philly Shine. We talking about favorites. I'm going to another one of my favorite songs. You know what I mean? I play the song because I want to. That's why. You know what I mean? We pick up everybody in our own way. But most importantly, I big up my favorites, people who work with me. People who want to work with me more But we want to do things. But well, we got to get some. I want a Frosty. Don't they got a
Oh,
no,
this is
McDonald's.
You watch that shit.
Oh, they got the McFlurry. I had one the other day. That was delicious.
McDonald's is the devil.
Huh? All right, listen. We're going to go into some of my favorite music right now. Shout out to my boy, Bravo, featuring Bobby Valentino. I need something that's going to take me out of this mood. No, no, no. I need ST Lotto. It's over. That's what I need. Because I'm in a bad mood. I want to fix it. We're going to fix it right now and get back to the show. Get to the topic. Tonight's topic is, how do you pick your favorites? You know what I mean? And music. Say Husky. I got Husky tattoo. I didn't even show my tattoo off today. I was so professional. See?
I can't show my one tattoo.
My butt. You got a big ass butt cheek tattoo. See, Premier Solution. Yes, Amy has a big butt tattoo.
Ooh.
Okay, y'all, we need a tattoo sale. And jiggle.
You ready?
No. We're going to have some fun. Street Lotto is over. Getting a better mood on Philly Shine. We got my boy Key West on the line. Reno. Y'all know next Saturday is going down. May 29th, Mill Creek Tavern. We all know about it. Everybody coming. Southwest going to be in the building.
Come show some love because I'll be in the building.
Street Lotto is over. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Lotto. 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 Please forgive me in my
sections and we post up. Red and bad is part that we can find, now we toast up.
Black beans with the black on black ring.
It's so moving
with the halogenic gleam.
It's so
baby girl say she wanna take a spin.
It's so
recession over, where you been?
It's over.
It's over. I got these girls grouped up around a lot of chicks. Now that the whips stay cooped up.
Lotto.
I'm in with Buddy, can't you tell? Tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like, money cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up, I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me.
On the grind, getting money like we poster. Falling in the club with the bottle getting told up. Grab a cigarette full of dice and then we post up. Grab the baddest part that we can find and now we don't stop.
With the black on black ring,
it's so moving.
With the halogenic gleam,
it's so moving.
Baby girl say she wanna take a spin,
it's so moving.
Recession over, where you been?
It's so moving.
We asked for free food for McDonald's.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Please, shit, yo. Shout out to the young boy hooking up.
Yo, what, Sunday?
Hello. You know what? We having fun. That was just my boy Street Lotto, one of my favorites. A young ATL rapper. I got some more of his music, but I even play songs over and over again because I like them. You know what I mean? They make the show. People who enjoy them, who are listening for the first time. And then it's always a fresh topic, so I feel like it balances. At the same time, we want to have some fun on our way back down to Southwest somewhere. We have Northeast Bubble. Who gives a fuck?
Wherever y'all at is popping, I see that.
Where we be popping. Ain't got nothing to do with the place.
Well, yeah, wherever y'all
where
at is
popping. I need another ketchup. I'm always sitting on the bowl, man. What am I talking about?
We having fun.
We about to ask Mr. Key West the topic question tonight. But wait a minute, Reno, what you was about to say?
Nothing. I was just saying y'all three together with me on the other side. That's a sexy ass s'more.
Oh, saying s'mores. Why don't you say something else?
No.
I don't know s'mores. I don't like crunchy stuff. We need smooth.
No, you got to understand. All y'all play a part.
Smooth chocolate.
You the chocolate.
We like smooth chocolate milk.
You the chocolate. Amy the marshmallow.
Listen,
and Driz the other graham cracker.
No,
listen.
That's
how it works.
We got to blend it up and make a blendini. You know
no.
what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to make. We don't want all that. That was my boy Key West. Doing this goddamn thing. You know what I mean? We having fun tonight. About to go back to the other side of the city like we do things. I should have been down at the Octodrome. I was just popping stupid. If I'd have went there, I'd have remembered.
Y'all some party animals. I'm trying to rock with y'all one night.
Listen, Key West, where's Key West?
Key West got a call back in.
Well, I want to talk. You know what? It's cool. We're going to keep the show moving.
You already know.
Key West ain't here. Maybe we could, we got holla at Airplane Ace or something.
Airplane.
Young Driz.
Holla at Young Driz.
Holla at Young Driz. No, I'm holla at you. Let me ask you the question. You going to throw it right back at me. Won't you ask yourself the question? Say no. How do you choose your favorite three? No, what's some real shit, though?
When it comes to what?
Do you have favorites? When it comes to your girl, you know how I switch it up. Both sides. When it comes to, like, a girl favorite, and then also, like, music, people who you work with, whatever, do you choose favorites in business and music?
I mean, I would prefer certain people. I wouldn't call them my favorites, but I would prefer certain people. Like, on a music tip, I prefer people who, when it, I mean, not it's not necessarily about how hot you are all the time.
Wait, hold. What'd you say, Nick? Go ahead. What you saying?
I said it's not necessarily about how hot you are all the time, but I like people who can come inside the booth and just knock their verse out. Like, I don't like people, run it back. I mean, I can't work with people like that. So that's how you can end up being my least favorite.
Just come in and do the damn thing and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, not even that. I mean, some people need some takes, but being there for an hour for 16 bars, I mean, like, you don't need
that's
to be hard. Rapping no more.
Yeah, that's what somebody said last night while we was at the studio and shit. You don't need to be rapping no more. But now some people just be so cocky and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I just waste people's time all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They get some shit together.
But let me hear that back. Let me hear that back. Man, it sounds as wack as it did the first time. God damn it.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. So, how about a lady? How do you pick a favorite lady? Do you have any favorite lady?
I mean, you already know. But, you will, but, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as my favorite lady is
magnifying glass on what you just said.
What happened?
Magnifying glass on what you just said.
What happened?
I will what?
we gotta go back to the question, though. That's behind the scenes. That's behind the scenes.
Let's take a commercial break because we got to get shit together.
We have
a free commercial break on Philly Shine. No, it's about Blog Talk Radio. It's this shit, but not more than shit than Buckbandit TV Magazine.
You know what it is, the kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO/host of Buck Bean the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. Hey, I thought you told him, man, if you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
Get ahead of balls. You know what? Big business, big thing poppin'. We having fun. We're talking about favorite things. Husband about to tell us how he pick his favorite ladies because he tried to dance around the question.
I ain't trying to dance around no question. All that depend on, you know what I mean, what I feel as though she can do for me.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily materialistic, but me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a freak bull by nature. I like to be satisfied a lot of the times, you know what I mean? I meet girls who can't live up to that, you know? Or, you know what I mean, just be taken care of, like you said on some of your past shows, like a nigga just like being rubbed and, you know what I mean, being taken care of, that's all.
Sometimes you just want to be around that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes me your favorite, right? How you pick them.
Yeah.
If you enjoy being around that person, then you might as well just say they're your favorite.
No, but you can't say that because there's certain people you will only chill with in certain predicaments.
Yeah, like if you only want to chew, you get Chewbacca. To come over
chill.
And eat Star Wars.
Yeah, no, you going to chill with Baca. That's all you going to do. If you know what I mean? You in that mood, you going to chill with Baca. If you want somebody who going to rub on you, touch on you, make you feel right, you going to go to whoever in that comfort zone.
Millie.
He's going to
touch
you.
Uh-huh.
Chill
with
Millie.
You really only supposed to have a person you can have all that you have at once.
Say the same.
Yeah, but that's hard.
You know what?
That's definitely real hard.
We're on the same page. You know what I mean? I need somebody who I could cuss out. Smack it up, rip it, rub it down.
Oh no,
yes.
I gotta get that.
Oh yes. we having fun. Yo, I'm fresh off a crazy event tonight. I know I try to stay busy. Supporting a real crazy disorder, disease. I don't know what multiple sclerosis is. A lot of people don't even know where it comes from. I don't even know. But I got some pamphlets. I made a donation tonight, so I'm going to read into it a little bit more. I know a few people close to me, and I do remember years ago working and knowing a woman named Hank who had multiple sclerosis, and she was just like, it was crazy how she changed from being able to work and being fun and a lady being called Hank. So she was like real cool and everything to having to be in a wheelchair, having to have people help around and shit like that. So it was serious. Card. Big nice event at the Beamer Business Billy Car Show. It was crazy. I should have been here. It was so much people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to little man Samir. Samir could have came. Could have bore him. Yo, it was other little kids there, but they ain't got shit on my boy. But we just having so much fun. I got a chance to perform in front of the Beamer and the Benz, you know what I mean? It was no Bentley. It was a kind of Bentley. Let me tell you about the Bentley. The kind of Bentley. It was funny. We gotta fucking get the drum roll and shit ready, like the little comedy drum.
Oh man, I had that too.
No, you deleted it?
No, I ain't never uploaded.
No, it's in there. You put it the comedy drum?
Oh no, that's the doom.
Oh yeah, that's a different one. Anyway. Listen, what's the first thing you see on a car, walking up on it, if it's parked? What do you see first?
What kind of car it is?
What kind of car it is? Girl, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing you see when you walk up on a car. So I see the grill. It says Bentley. Should I even talk about this? No, we're going to talk about it later. No, we're going to talk about our future show because I'm still in a good mood. I'm going to talk about the good parts, not the fraud part. But you know, certain people own the fraud, and they owned it. You know, he owned it. It wasn't rented. Oh, we're going to talk about that later. But we perform. The kids, yo, Brino, and I perform, right?
Mm-hmm.
The little kid was like, yo, I like her song. I like that. You know what I mean? He ain't no. I'm gonna reach out a little bit more. But the kid ain't know what the fuck I was talking about. But he's like, I like your song. I know he ain't know. Because if he knew, he'd have been like, Mom, she said bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the kid's parents was there, so we was outside. It is what it is. But we had fun. The ball, I'm gonna tell y'all. It was a Chrysler 300 with a Bentley icon.
Baby, drive it, girl. Wait. When we coming from walking to the car, this boy, he had a fucking put that crown bag with some fucking 22s on it. And it's that Gucci across the side. I said, with the Gucci sign symbol, like a like.
No, yeah, well, Gucci clothes.
Your car is not Gucci, like, take that shit off.
yeah, that's definitely me. But I did like the fact that he made up his own interior. You know what I mean? Even though it looked like Louis Vuitton, but he used to put his own name on. No, it was his name. I mean, I put my own shit up, but I ain't gonna try to pretend like it's your shit. Like, I ain't gonna take Beyonce's lyrics and, you know what I mean? Like, try to make it seem like, oh, this, I wrote this to put her on my hook. I hate that type of These niggas was funny today, yo. Shout out to the pussy wagon that was there tonight. You know the pussy wagon from Kill Bill and shit?
No.
The Chevy. What is it? The Chevy Silverado? The pussy wagon. You know?
No, it sound good, though.
I took a picture on it. But it was purple and white. Y'all know I love
it. Oh,
purple.
So you took a picture on the pussy wagon?
I took a picture next to the pussy wagon. It looked like I was owning it or something. I took a picture next to a lot of cars. I took a picture making it look like I was on a lot of cars. I had on my car show dress. You know what I mean? Car show dress. We were out and about. We about to finish the night up. Have some fun. We only here for a good time. We got Reno in the building. Show only gonna go to 12 o'clock. We trying to get some controversy, but you know how it is. Saturday night, people be out. We want some bigger sponsors. Let it out some more. Shout out to X Squad DJs doing major things. Google them. X Squad DJ. I just wanted to make sure I was correct. X Squad DJ. Blogspot.com. You know what I mean? What it is.
You already know.
McDonald's sweet tea good as shit. But we want to play some more music. Going into my favorites, more of my favorites. No, Reno, didn't you have some new music for me tonight?
No, I told you. That's later.
Later.
Mm-hmm.
See, Amy said you're going to call her later. The fuck is going to happen later?
I'm
talking about.
I don't know.
You know, we talk about this. I ain't say nothing. Listen, I said, you know what the fuck she talking about.
Listen, I love Reno.
We gonna love Reno together. Let's go to Reno house.
Where am I? Reno house.
Party. Let's party Reno and house. We have a fun and I was talking shit. Put your woody down. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. We're sorry for being erotic. We're not even. Oh, shit. He put the boy
down.
Down. Back to the music. Philly Shine. We're going to go into some Key West shit. We're going to go into some freak shit. Then we're going to get into that new shit. I got to upload the new shit. I like that. My head, I keep it down. My ass is must stay up. I like that part. I like that. He's on fire. Philly Shine.
Take her out, cause she's so fine. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, kiss my girl. She's on fire. Yeah, I hear it, everything is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From the feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with the good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them packs up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know what's feeling good, you know what's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back. I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder. I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby. Come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go. I hope your ass is ratty. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a mean, kerosene. She's on fire, put her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love that give me clues. From the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, so everything is so cool.
Listen. I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion. I'll leave that pussy swollen and now have you smiling. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire.
She's on fire. She's screaming. She's screaming. She's screaming. She's screaming. I'm dreaming. I keep it dreaming. Like a meaning. Can I leave it feeling?
She's on fire. Finally, y'all raising your hand. Shout out to everybody who's calling and listening in. Who's our first caller? We got what? Next caller.
We got 770896.
Big up to the boys coming through on the show. We having fun on Philly Shine. Welcome back, Demel. How you doing?
Since your birthday, July the 27th, and you was born 1983, you know what I mean? July 27th, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to fly you in Atlanta myself.
I turned 27 on the 27th. That's going to be real big, you know what I mean? All right. I'm being AC, so I like that. I like those.
You know, I went and Googled you and everything, you know. I found out some new stuff about you.
You said what else? What did you find out about? Wait a minute. Demel, tonight's topic is how do you pick your favorites? You know what I mean? Or do you have favorites? You know what I mean? How you go about it? So we're going to have you first find out what you tell us what you found out about Honest Fire. You know what I mean? A.K.A. Qualia. You know, I mean, A.K.A.
Ms. Brown. You know, I didn't know you did a video for something called Good or something. Having a good time.
Oh, yeah, I'm only here for a good time. Yeah, I mean, I'm also making a video for your favorite joint, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, because there's a lot of people that's holding me down. Like DJ Key Event was so successful. They had the, seemed like the whole Miami was at her venue tonight.
That was what's up. Tonight and last night, right?
It was tonight.
Okay. No, it's a lot. You good. Oh, that's what's up. Shout out to DJ.
Walking around in bikinis and shorts.
That's hot. I gotta do some more sit-ups. I was eating good tonight, so I had McDonald's. You know what I mean?
It is what it is. But, girl, what else did you find out about me?
I mean, you know, it's like you just involved. I mean, the dates is like, you know, this date, that date is like, it's like you, whatever you're doing is staying concurrent. You're staying consistent.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people do stuff. A lot of people create stuff, but they're not consistent.
Yeah, I try to be consistent. Uploading all my pages. If y'all Google Honest Fire, y'all see all the pages I'm on. The central station definitely is Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YoLookLike.com. Y'all can check out my X Squad DJ pictures, my pictures with people from Philly, my bio pictures. I don't even want up there. You know what I mean? It's all videos. It's all going down. And more shit coming soon. I'm making a video for Miss P tonight. Shout out to Miss P. She's phenomenal. P is for phenomenal.
Oh, Miss P? Oh, yeah.
Why do you have to always moan when you say a woman's name? Like,
I mean, wouldn't you want your guy to moan when he say your name?
Watch when you get older and ugly or whatever. You won't
I ain't
be a gonna
get ugly. See, that's the difference. Cause I'm
you
24
gonna
and I'm
you gonna be like an old man. You're like, come here now, girl. I mean, what's your name, baby, man?
I'm gonna be the old dude where they be like, yo, why Mr. Reno always messing with a girl 20 years younger than him?
That's such a face. But no, let me ask about the topic question of the night since we milding it up a little bit on Philly Shine for Saturday.
No, he ain't right.
We know that. Check out your YouTube. Say no, make yourself.
Ooh.
Boo. Boo to you, too. But, Demel, how do you go about picking your favorite dude? And then we'll also want to ask you, what makes you choose your favorite lady? You know what I mean? Not one of many. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your favorite. What makes you say, oh, now, see? You're my favorite girl now.
Well, I don't have no favorite.
Pimp shit.
Because the simple fact is that, you know, it's a lot of women that, like you, for instance. You know what I'm saying? You have raw talent. You cuss me out sometimes. You know, sometimes you get emotional. But everything about you, I can't change it. I gotta accept you as you are, and that makes me have favorite things about you. It's another woman that, you know, get on my nerves or whatever and cuss me out. It's another woman that cuss me out. But everybody, you know what I mean, every is what they do. They have favorite things that I like about them. I don't have no favorite person. Because if I stay lenient to one thing to being a favorite, then that means that I won't revive to something else that I'm trying to revive to.
No, I feel you. I think that you can.
I'm saying because the simple fact is that I'm trying to find balance. And my dad taught me, if you don't have no balance, you will fall, so I'm not trying to fall.
Yeah, but you have to have a balance. And now, if for a person who's done more for you, who you see more, you know what I'm saying, who you have more fun with, you're going to definitely treat them more better than the person who you just know, who you're just going to treat with, like, I guess, equal amount of mankindness. You know what I mean? Like, I have main kindness for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you is going to get the shirt off my back. I don't even care if you don't even look at me when you're shaking my hand. Like, I'm just going to be kind. I don't even care about those, you know what I mean, those type of things. I have that, you know what I mean, that what you call it, that default way I'll treat a person. You know what I mean? You can say, I have a way that I will treat every single person in this world or whoever I come across with respect. And everything like that. But a person like Reno, I'm a stare at a little more. I'm like, because I like to look at the stuff that he has. And somebody like you, Demel, regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm going to talk to you. And I'm going to give you attention for however many minutes you need me, or if we gotta have our hour-long conversations. You know what I'm saying? I can't just have those conversations with anybody.
But what I'm saying is that a lot of I'm all business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything I do, every time I move, it's about business. So you know what I mean? I had the time, but then the things that. Well, do you want to ask me a question? I'm trying to explain myself.
See, we got to clap for what you said. See?
We got. Oh, Key West, your line open, bitch.
Well, we are definitely so love to what you're saying. Get back to it. That's why he's a CEO. One thing I can say about you, you're definitely all about business. You keep it consistent. One thing about you, every day, I don't even have to Google you. I can look at my phone to see what you're up to, like your updates and the new DJs and the, you know what I mean, new websites the XY DJs get affiliated with. So go ahead. Of course, I understand it's your all business. I'm a little different. I'm not going to just be touching everybody, but or digging in everybody's pockets and, you know what I mean, rubbing on men's hands, letting them give me chewies. I'm just going to let everybody do it.
Yo, that's a little freaky right there, the way you just said it, though.
I just went all over. Who cares? I'm always, I'm saying it loud. You're always freaky. Freaky ass. Freaky ass butt.
Well, if you have a radio show and you want to know and you need to look for new music that's being updated every week, go to Esquire, go to www.esquire.blog.com. If you have a radio show, you go there. And if the music that we have is not what you're looking for and you're looking for the music, we will find it and put it up there.
Yeah, I did it a little bit wrong earlier. I knew I did. Y'all said it. I was trying to say, but it's www.xy.blog.com. Okay, just like the mother. Now I got it. It confuses me because there's so many websites. People have blog, dot, whatever. But this is the site to go to. Yeah, meeting every Monday. I miss them sometimes. But they definitely are on their job. X5 DJs are working hard. I tell you guys all the time, they're working hard in clubs. They're working hard on radio shows, SM. Everybody's networking. You know what I mean? Speaking of everybody networking, you want to network, twerk it out a little bit. Key West missed it when I played his music. So we will keep it moving, play some more music, have some fun.
What's good, y'all?
Yeah, we chilling. Yeah, me and Amy was going in about your little fresh phone. We like that joint.
Yeah. For real.
That's
you.
Yeah.
I just got done acting out everything I said in that song.
Oh. That's why. He was always. I did not tell you stop leaving my show to go get pussy. I fucking told him that.
No, I was doing that while I was on your show. That's why I hung up.
You can fuck while you're on the phone. That was the topic from Thursday's show.
Yeah, that's why I texted you and said that. Cause I
lead
look
by example, my man. Lead by example.
I do.
I mean, he cutting up.
I'm a leader.
We need that.
Yeah, I go
make a loss. Just go to the.
Oh,
now your ass
out.
I forgot, man. Y'all know me. I forget
that all day. Wish you could walk up in my sneakers, cause you a 20 ounce and I'm a
leader. Ooh, I like that. Oh, moan while you rap next time, Reno. Rap the moan. You're like, yeah, I'm a funny, huh? How you do that? Burp it, burp the alphabet. I know, I'm joking.
Wait.
No,
you're notorious for that, though.
What?
Moaning while you rap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my shit.
If you hear
yes.
Honest rap, you
hey,
won't
hey,
hear moaning.
Look, Honest is at the studio with me yesterday. She moaned the whole verse. We's outside talking about, like, that she getting it in for real. Like, somebody's about to come in the booth with you.
You know what? That ain't right. I moaned my whole verse.
Already know.
What'd I say? Yeah, I was moaning.
You already
know. She knew what she did. All
right. All right. I'll be rapping, moaning.
I was checking up. Look, I told Amos on one of my tracks, I was like, Amos, get in the booth, hype it up before the track starts. She got in the booth, was like, you want this pussy, don't you? I said, wow.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. Don't be talking to me like this in front of my face.
I'm like, I'm sitting there like, we trying to go to the radio with this one, baby girl. She's like, you want this pussy,
no,
don't you?
No, we'll play some music. This fire that I got. Bravo featuring Bobby Valentino. We gonna play some music and we gonna really talk about what I was doing in this booth. I'm versatile. That's what I'm
saying. Yo, we gonna drop that, then I'ma drop my surprise for you right after that.
Yay, surprise! Woo! I love surprises. Surprise. All right, Bravo, she got that fire.
Yeah. Verse, right. Okay. Bobby V. Rob Young.
Bravo Young.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
She got that fire. Highly desire. Body major, ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. With a chest like Esther. Ass shots like Buffy. I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana, cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper, pound harder. Put me in the sleeper, now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Some connections, hook collabs up with no prop. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon till I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match. Can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked look to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my local.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Chase hoes.
No.
I always get shows, new polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly getting G's like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt in a chick thick as Keisha Cole. The right features and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys out of Leisha. Grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods. Ride up on Levin Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot a nigga should.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Yeah.
know what it is, the kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO slash host of Buck Bean TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Bean TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
I'm Fire Philly Shine
on BBTV.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was so soon.
I ain't having a real mushy moment.
It can get mushier.
Wow.
Damn. Yo, you ever get it so mushy, like, you know, you never that mushy before.
Yeah, I just seen this old head out 60th Street shadow boxing and dancing in the middle of the street.
You know what, Key West?
You see the funniest shit in West Philly, I swear to God.
You in your bag, Key West.
I saw a cracky slap boxing in the shadow.
Ew.
Oh, man. You just one up me on that one.
That was uptown. Like, we
yeah,
it
is that uptown
south
shit.
No, that was definitely down southwest on the way from Honest.
This man was
going to
say nothing about southwest. Yo, when I walked out the store just now, the guy was like, ooh, I like that. Yo. Look at my ID.
Man, this don't open, I'm hungry.
I look here. I got you a piece of cookie if you want some for this.
Oh.
My favorite tank tank.
Damn,
man. Tonight we're talking about favorites. I'm gonna ask you what's the topic question. While we sit
what's
here,
the topic about
next step. The topic question is: how do you choose your favorites? Or do you have favorites? You mix with all the weed on it.
Like, you mean just like?
First of all, you know, I have it on two scales. It's not so much sex. You talking about your favorite lady? You know what I mean? How you pick that woman that you want to do a little extra for? You know what I mean? Not just the one you gonna give a little dick to.
I'm still trying to find that one.
You never had one that you were just like, yeah.
But I ain't do nothing extra for.
Key West, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a girl. Did I want to take my... Oh, yo. My stuff better be here. I'm going to cry. Yeah, I'm about to cry.
Don't cry.
No, she's not. I can be a baby. I don't care. I'm a baby. I'm XY DJ baby too now. And my daddy baby. They gonna let my fucking father out of jail or blank, 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 blank.
Wow.
Let my dad out of jail. Free my pop, bastard. I'm a blank.
I think bipolar women are sexy. I'm just saying.
Blank it all, blank, blank, and still get blank. All right, yeah, can we get back to the topic? All right, the topic question is, I'm a crazy girl, you know. Well, how do you think?
Bipolar women are actually sexy.
Huh?
Bipolar women are actually sexy.
Aw, thank you.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Boy, so you trying to say you like me? I get it. I understand.
You bipolar, Anna? I didn't know you was bipolar.
I'm multipolar.
Yo, why the fuck is nothing open?
Because they don't like you.
How are you outside? Take your ass in the
I'm trying to get something to eat.
Oh, I got.
Let me come cook for you.
Oh, Amy, this shit.
Wait, what's he say?
Yes, I can cook my ass off. And I can do.
She said I can eat her ass out. What? What did she say?
Also, on a more controversial political side, how do you feel about favorites in music, and how do you pick your favorites? Like, artists you'll work for, artists you'll treat better. Like, I feel like what I said, like, I do have a default how I treat everybody. Like, I even probably like, you know, I shake your hand, even if I roll my eyes behind your back, like, whatever, like, you won't see it. And even if you do, I'd be like, whatever. I'll explain to you why I don't treat you as my favorite, if you ever wanted to know why or whatever. But I feel like I do have my favorite. I'll do more for others.
I mean, I'll feel you on that.
Do you have any favorites in music, or are you just only?
No, I mean, I got favorites, because all those that know my personality know I don't speak to nobody. Like you can see me come to Honest Fire event. I don't speak unless, like, you somebody I bang with, because most of these cats in this industry is grimy anyway. So I'm one of them people, I just watch people, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people see me not speak and take it as, you know what I mean, he arrogant, he this and this and that. That's not what it is. I watch people, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you run in your mouth, that's when you can't. So, you feel me?
All right. We back. So sorry, technical difficulties. We sitting there pressing buttons and shit.
I'll put it up when I'm. Yeah, I got it.
But we better now.
Aluminum foil.
That's your project. You gotta eat more walnuts and spinach. Fruit is all sugar. Hello, good. Need some fiber. Yeah. All right, little couple digestion.
No,
nutrition facts on Philly Shot. Eat some spinach. She's really tough lessons.
It's
going to finish
in a while.
You should be strong and keep your cushion off. But no, we having fun tonight. I walked in the house. You and I be chilling on the, you know what I mean, the couch and shit. Chair, bed, whatever I'm going to call it. We got Key West coming back in on the line. He's going to answer the topic question so I can
hear. He's already on the line. Ask him right now.
She was.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
We partied
that
night.
Yeah. Yeah, we love you. Key West.
Uh-huh.
We love you, Key West.
I love y'all, too.
Yeah, we ain't take no sloppy seconds for no satisfied dick either.
I'll go get a shower. That's not sloppy seconds after I get a shower.
You're satisfied, dick. It's only gonna be hard for like 10 minutes.
All right, well, that's when you
crazy.
In And that's where you can throw me in as a bargain.
That's how you sound cheap, Reno. You was better than that. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm cheap. Shout out to your kid, Reno. You're checking us.
Yeah.
I mean, but Honest Fire... Honest Fire got the bread to be able to afford it. I mean, she's in her crib.
Oh, shit.
You know
how, I'm an accountant. I got money to talk about. Hang
get that money, girl.
She got money in the bank.
Shorty, what you say?
Or what you say?
Oh, yeah, I know where we can go. I know where we should go.
Where can we go?
We on our way there now.
I think I got some hair in my throat.
Alright, keep that.
I don't like it bald. I like a little hair down the middle, like a mohawk.
I got a fuzz cut. Probably like a little Brazilian.
I like a little Mr. T cut.
Man, I like that little fuzz.
Yes.
My thing is nothing wrong with that. Shut up, T-Wes. I'm not talking about bald. You rock like a baby butt, but you gotta keep it low.
I'm gonna tell you.
I like a little earrings on the side. So when I eat it, I can be like, pee the food.
All right, back to the controversial question. Kiwa, do you have your favorite interviews, like, somebody who you choose, like, over the other five?
Is that as an artist that I deal with?
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have any favorites?
Yeah, definitely. Like, right now,
well,
I definitely...
Your favorite, though?
Well, make them my favorite. Like I was saying before the line went out, like I'm one of them people that, yeah, you know I mean, I kind of watch people. Yeah, you know I mean, like when I come to different shows and events, niggas think I'm stuck up because I don't speak. You know what I mean? But I play the cut and I just watch people. You know what I mean? Because like if you always running your mouth, you don't learn who people really is. You know what I mean? So I'm one of them people, I just watch you first. But, you know what I mean? Basically, the thing that can make you one of my favorites is if you're a real person. Like, it don't matter about your flaws. Like, because a lot of people got flaws, you know what I mean? But if you're real with it.
If you don't, then you, I don't know.
Exactly. But with me, my thing is if you're real with it.
Yeah, you like a Chrysler 300 with a Bentley sign on the front. Got it.
Exactly. I like people that's just real with it.
Who just said that?
Me and Amy.
Damn, y'all turned me on.
Damn, they turned you on off that, dog.
Hell yeah. When they be cussing like that, man, fuck that. All I hear is, fuck me.
You been so dirty. I swear to God, I could have said some shit like, I'm about to tie my shoe. He's like, what you say about lesbians? I'm like, some fucking your mind. Like, y'all about to tie my shoe. He's like, who bent over in front of you? So fuck Reno, that shit even rhyme. Like, what the fuck is going on? Reno has a wild imagination.
Yeah, I do.
Sure, I'll admit it.
I do. I ain't gonna front. I got a crazy.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, homie.
The whole situation already didn't happen before it got started. So when it get done to you, just know that it was already planned for it to go like that.
Yo,
damn.
I'm just saying,
damn.
This is crazy.
I just went
all around West Philly, and I'm gonna wind up getting something to eat from the chink store on the corner of my block.
I'm just saying, I'll come cook for you.
You cook for me? Come on. I get a shower first. Let me get a shower first. Huh?
But we're going to go to more of my favorite music, of course. Got to check up on my girl, Driz, 730 Records.
Oh, my goodness. I love her.
Driz.
Don't even.
We want to go on, too. Yeah, everybody.
dirty records. You gonna have
to. Yeah, he's drawling. Like you got like an 89 Chevy.
Your system. Going to the 7:30 shit. Had some fun with Dredd. Ask her the topic question. Key West gotta get some food, even though we did say we was gonna feed her.
Come on, yeah, I eat all y'all. I mean, I eat whatever y'all cook.
We gotta go into it on that one.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
I'm on some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. You're so crazy shit, so it's right, oh, I ain't talking about time. Better catch fresh spit like a tech 15, they cannot fuck with my rhyme. My flow is insane, feeling like you bitches is whack. About to go post to all them like the people on the TV snack. I be your so crazy shit, but dessert with a pen get in my palm. About to go loco like your girlfriend catch you cheating with both your baby moms. To be Mac is crazy, you would think they slipped up Nicki in a drink. Ask a question like you write your rhymes, I say, what the fuck do you say? I'm more than 7:30 shit. 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came I murdered it. Well, this one is for all the doubters, haters, yeah, I can't live without you. Bet them off, they'll rock to the top. Red by Polly, I switch it up. Going to Bundy when I'm getting on the mic. You against me, they ain't hardly a fight. Ran so hard, so beauty in the face. All about the money that's cut to the chase. You already know that I turned it out, yeah, I turned it out. I'm flipping out like a dad when he catches his daughter trying to sneak some boys in the house. You'll get slayed, I bring the pain. You Barbie, I'm D.I.J. With the rap shit, I'm about to get paid. Get stabbed in your eye, cause I'm the rain.
The game, she murdered it. Shout out to my girl, Driz. She did a goddamn thing on that joint, you know what I'm saying? 7:30 shit. Big up to my girl, you know what I'm saying? Doing more than one thing, multiple things. And she's gorgeous.
I only hang with pretty girls.
As you should. Ah! You know what?
I like Driz.
We won't get Reno back on the line. We won't talk some more. We talking some more shit. Well, I'm about to ask Young Driz the topic question of the night. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all showing love. You know what I'm saying? We got Reno back on the line. We gonna join them in. 215-200-7554. And also make sure y'all hit me up about more information for party this weekend in the Sunday.
We're going to have some fun. You on speakers?
Yeah.
We're going to have some more fun. We got the shit on lock, man. We're not going to fuck with people.
Tell Drizzy I want that remix, y'all.
Now you want the remix?
I got an audition.
I'm an extra girl. You got an audition. You got to come in. You got to come in butt naked with some boots. With some fresh boots. You got to come with butt naked. With some butt naked Tim. And you got to be butt naked. And you got to have a bell room.
Butt naked Tim.
With a book bag.
Butt naked Tim.
I feel like a piece of meat.
Butt naked Tim. Butt naked
with
butt naked body.
Damn.
That's what I got on.
You know, of course it is. So we want to do the topic question tonight. You were in. What built you?
You know I
want to know, like, as far as a guy that you're close to, how do you go about picking your favorite? You know what I mean? Do you have, like, something that a guy do? Because I got to ask you both sides of the question. The personal side and also, you know what I mean, the music side. Because you're an artist. You know what I mean? Well, to be honest, I don't like people. I watch and observe
people just like he was there. I mean, it takes a lot to get my trust because I really don't like people at all. So I just observe you, and after a while, if I don't earn my trust, and it depends on how you treat me as a person, then you become my favorite. Like, oh, this is easy.
All right, thank you.
But what are you talking about?
Like,
what?
Yeah, like,
it's really hard to be my favorite, yo. I mean, you have to be nice, and I don't like a cocky nigga. If you cocky from the rip, that turns me off, and I will leave you alone. I hate an over cocky guy. But, I mean, just a person that care about me and that's considerate of my feelings, that's how you become my favorite.
I don't know. That's great. I gotta do that. I don't know.
Can I be your favorite?
Oh, Reno. Oh, Reno. Reno, I don't even know if you can see you. You ain't never come out to see me perform or nothing.
You better be. Yeah, you better
hit me. There's only one way I gotta see you perform.
That's that uptown shit.
No, real rap, but I do gotta catch some of your performance. Like, yo, I'll be on this promoting thing, you know what I mean?
You need to come out for love.
We got your back.
You already know.
You can come out, shit.
Well, come get me, goddammit.
Wait, you just come get you right now.
I'm tired of having to drive. Somebody drive me for a change.
Nobody.
That's that uptown shit.
You see what I'm saying? Yo, I'm hating.
That's that uptown shit.
I had to boo my man Key West.
I don't know. I'm just hating on Uptown right now because y'all was talking a lot of shit earlier.
You already know Uptown.
We don't wear skinny jeans down here.
We don't wear skinny jeans down here.
I know.
I love skinny jeans.
Yo, like y'all really Drizzle, Miss Drizzle already, like she went past my question. Like I meant that. Like I want parts on the remix.
Oh, you want parts on the rim? So sure, you can get parts.
You got work for it. You don't just get parts for free.
I know.
Like out here, bring your ass outside, like she said.
Damn. Damn.
You ain't, right? You ain't even ever seen me.
Can I get on the track with somebody?
Did you email V and I
on the track with somebody? Damn.
Did you email that stuff to me, QS?
But the beat.
We got a long distance relationship, Drizzle. We got to understand it.
Boss
is kind of
like new
rider
to me,
honestly. Oh. But he wasn't just in
those beats. No, I didn't because I was very drunk when I left the studio yesterday. You can ask Honest Fire. She'll vouch for me.
Who pressing buttons and shit?
Who is doing
that? Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
That ain't me. I got an iPhone. I don't make mistakes.
Ooh.
We having fun, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pressing buttons. We having fun. We got Drills in the building.
Rippy
Drills.
We
got
the Bull
Reno.
Hater, who
got in
there?
You can't forget Key West. You know what I mean?
I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh.
Stop that. Who is making that noise? You sound like a cat getting squeezed.
Like a cat getting squeezed.
We in line with Kobe Shine. 215-438.
Thank you.
I just got in the car. Yes, the long conversation. I'm calling to give you that. 215.
438. Welcome, welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Philadelphia. What's good?
It's
Gates. It's Gates.
Good. How you been?
Chilling, chilling. Drunk as shit.
I'm trash right now.
Wow.
Well, I think I got a favorite cookie in there. Listen.
Reality. You gotta just be talking about reality. If you ain't talking, if you talking about fun stuff all the time and just partying, I ain't even interested.
What the fuck you mean? You did you hear what I said?
What you talking about?
I said, how do you pick your favorite?
That's oh, favorite pussy. Y'all talking about pussy? Y'all ain't talking about music.
Smart,
oh shit.
How do you pick your favorite
The passion. Yeah. The passion that's involved with the pussy. That's how you know
it.
Right? If it ain't no passion, it ain't my favorite. Like, I just like it. I don't love it.
The other side of the question is, like in music, like, do you have your favorite that you'll work with over another person or just using music or want to, you know what I mean, do it? A collab or whatever with one person over another.
Of course, there's a lot of guys that I wouldn't even like waste my time on even making music with, because there's a lot of braggadocious product placement. Like they don't say what's on their mind. So a lot of them guys in the game, they get told what to say. So I only want to relate to the people that speak what's on their mind. And all those soft people, like, they soft. Like, they're not stating the real issues in the world. I don't even want to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Then they snitches and cops on the low and all that. I ain't doing no song with no police officers, man.
Yeah, never mind. I know that's why niggas be snitching up like a motherfucker.
They frauding, dry snitching and everything. They say keep it real. Then when you make a song, a real song, like talking about where you're from, they say you're a rat anyway, but I'd rather you say where you're from than be lying, be telling on everybody else.
All right. It's safe to say we all have a universal reason we're all dealing with losers. Now, okay, how do you pick your favorite? Like, who would be favorite? You know what I mean? To you.
One more time, what'd you say? Yeah, it sounds real low. I'm trying to hear you hard. Like,
I said, how do you pick your favorite? You know what I mean?
Reality. Who talking about the real, like, issues in life? Like, everything ain't a party. Everything is not a party.
What party?
Like,
who wants to fuck a party? I said, how do you pick your favorite, sir? Crazy, little. Can you answer the question? All right. He left the show. I don't know. We're going to get him back. Yeah, we were.
How do you feel so depressed? Everybody's in reality, man. Niggas out here, man. Shut the fuck up, nigga. It's
1 o'clock
in the morning.
He's a happy person, normally. That's what I told me. I don't know what type of shit he was doing. You know what I mean?
Come across to be shown with that shit. You're making us go. Back to the party. Back to the party.
Listen. We're going to. Yo. The show about to be over. We got another call who just called in. 267-333. Welcome to Philly Sound. Well, just shout out who you are. Tell everybody who you are. I know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You know I know who you are. 267-333.
Yo, what's
welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Dex.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Did you hear the intro I gave you? Can nobody hear me? Can you hear me, Reno?
You real low.
I'm real low, but you can hear me?
I can hear you, but you real low.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being real low.
We try and do shit on the speakerphone so everybody can share. That's why you can hear Driz and Amy and me at the same time. So
oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Put all that together. Shout out to Philadelphia Gates. He called back in. We're going to open up this line as the show winds down. It is 1 a.m. We still ain't done tonight. You know what I mean? We still going to go out. I'm going to do a little mix before we leave. You know what I'm saying? That's so funny. I mean, nice.
It's Grown Folks Radio. Grown Folks Radio. I don't think you're ready for the world.
I'm about to beat it up, yeah. I just wanna fuck, honey, I just wanna fuck.
Feel my comfort of pleasure. Send them the hell of a visit from pleasure. I won't
trying to perform. Staying clear for these racist niggas. Leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Then the business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these racist niggas. Leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. My days are never wasted, they always invested. It's something that has got my eye and I'm impressed. When the sure thing is moving right along and such. Ejecting all the weak links that's stuck in a rut. Listen, you will not leave any message. I make sure it's clean in my presence. I will get mean and unpleasant and I don't give out suggestions. To change the direction, niggas that cross me. Fall in succession, my shoulder don't need brushing. I'm watching over it all. I don't like niggas acting like brawls. A brawl's what I want, lying.
With that, John.
We're closing out the show. I'm going to give some shout-outs. And we also got Leo Getz still in the building. Philadelphia still in the building.
Cha-ching.
T. Washington's building.
What's up?
Rihanna's building. Amy Live is full of fucking sick, looking gorgeous with that fucking hair. You got any shout-outs you want to give, Amy? We're going to let the ladies go first. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, shout-out to everybody on the show tonight. We had fun. We was tripping. You know how we do. But shout out to my girls. We having fun tonight. We getting ready to go out and show off. You know. But anywho, whoever, you don't know, but you know, show by the end. So you know, I love y'all.
We love y'all too.
Aww. Vibe full of respect, looking talking and
Claude, okay. Have mercy.
Everybody that called in and showed love to Uninspire. We love her. We love so many.
Don't we?
Love everybody.
Who they talking?
Liz.
Oh, that's honest, ain't it?
Be a phone sex operator.
Straight up.
I'm gonna be a phone sex operator. Well,
yeah, you got a nice voice. Your voice is crazy.
Man, please, if I could have time in the day to be a phone sex operator to do, I would. Shout out to the phone sex operator. All the women that were not doing nothing. Yeah. But no,
I know what's up with that, so we're going to have to make that work out and make some money together because I
got
to deal with that.
Yo, I'm sitting up here burning my fucking food, man.
Listen, I'm a be a fear on this shit like this. As a phone sex operator, like, that's how it's supposed to be. Because I'm be on there like, nigga, don't make me put it where I need it to be. Take your fucking hands off of it.
Before we go out, let me hear your your what I have for you, your gift again.
Oh yeah, let's go into my gift, and I also want to go into another one of my tricks. Y'all say I moan when I rap. Shout out to when I moan when I rap. That's how I say it here, right? You ain't got shit on me. You know. But going to my favorite, going to my surprise again. Yeah, y'all know this is a word from our sponsor. Reno.
Oh, my bad.
You know what it is, the kid Buck being the Reno, CEO slash host of Buck being the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck being the TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck being the TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
On Fire Philly Shine
on BBTV.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We love him. You know what I'm saying? Big up to all you all.
So when that favorite pussy draw, man?
Oh. We gonna get into that, you know what I'm saying? I don't really do requests on the show.
Yeah, I don't do requests.
I don't
play requests. You said you your request.
Damn.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What would this say? No, hold on one second. I'm trying to show. What was this set? We on our way down there anyway. Yeah. Ring.
Damn, I'm everything just went silent.
I just asked you, what did you just say? Who just said something?
What? I was like, you said I don't do requests. So I was like, damn.
Nah, she young boy the shit out, man.
You said what?
I was just like, damn, she said, fuck you and your requests. Like,
all right.
Fuck you and your request. Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, boy, shut up.
Wait, that was you, Leo. Leo, you just.
I was messing around. My fault. My bad. My bad. You know I should love all day long.
Oh yeah, no. I ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
I'll take no sideways shots. If I don't like you, I will trip you when I see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of nice person to be like from across the room going shots. I will look at you like I don't give a fuck. But no, I got you. I don't give a fuck on this show, but I will show you love. I like
yeah.
that though.
I know. I already know.
To be honest, I was about to fight at my studio session last night.
Hey, honest, you was up there about to fight.
No,
she's about to fight the engineer and shit. You about to beat the engineer up and shit. You can't do shit
no.
like that.
Not the engineer, but a fellow artist.
A fellow
right.
artist?
Who
well,
is
you
who
can
is?
Probably knock a fellow artist out, but don't knock the engineer out. That's the
no,
that
don't do that.
She said, don't be speaking to me like we cool. You ain't even show up at my show when you was supposed to perform. I said, whoa.
I be telling people, yeah, because I don't need all that fake shit. Hey, sexy boo, don't know. You don't talk to me like that. Hey,
but you know what?
Mommy, how you been? No, don't do it.
The only reason why I ain't bring it up and I just let you go in is because he took 45 minutes to do an eight bars took 45 minutes. So I said, you know what? Going,
honey.
Damn, you old whack ass man showing up to a show, motherfucker.
I'm not even just only talking about that situation with him last night. A lot of people be trying to come to me like I'm supposed to show up. Hey, mommy, we were supposed to do lunch and how you been? No.
Yo, you know why?
I don't really like you still.
You know why? Because you generally a nice person, and a lot of times I bet you guys walk away saying, yo, I could have fucked her.
I say that every day.
And it's weird that you said that. You like the second person who said it to me. And you know what I mean? That other person who said it really cared a lot about me. But I'm not going to change how I am. You know
no,
what I mean?
It's not how you are. They don't got
I know that. But a lot of guys do think that. Like, oh, yeah. No, I don't think fucker, but I could have fucked her. We would have fucked. She's so nice to me. She said I was.
She's so nice to me.
Not that's even though I'm crying at you, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a genuine compliment. I'm going to fuck you, dumbass.
Yo.
I think she want to fuck you. She not going to just say, oh, you touch me.
Yeah, like,
she nuts.
Say
yo, honest.
Right.
Who was the boy that was on the show before when he was like, yo, when I met you, you said I was real thorough. I never had nobody tell me that before.
He was really thorough, you know what I'm saying? I
he's
mean,
like, yo, you made me feel so good, yo. I never heard that. Nobody never had told me that before. I love you.
He didn't say he loved me, but
no, he didn't say that. But that's what he was. That's what he was saying, though.
That's
no,
what he
honest,
felt.
You know, even though you be talking
a lot of trash, honest, but you is genuinely a lot a good person.
Yo,
see that. But that's why I'm mean to people, so we balance it out.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Too wet, dirty work. But
and me, hey, honest, don't tell me you sitting up there giving the niggas, be like this, yo, man, I got to stick with my girl because that's the only one I can find. Honest, probably make you feel good and shit. They be nigga be like, yo, I don't need that bitch no more. They made me feel good. I could get anybody now.
You boost niggas' egos, you said.
Yeah.
That's some real shit. I feel like everybody should have that type of confidence. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're dealing with a situation. Wait, man, I'm going to go into that. But I'm going to let Leo get, and then I'm going to let Philadelphia shout out your Twitter, your MySpace real fast so that people could be able to check up on y'all music. They are two very talented guys.
Yeah, MySpace.com. Go ahead, Leo.
My jaw, Leo Getz, one. MySpace.com, Leo Getz, one. And I got my Facebook drawn up. I mean, all that computer stuff, I actually got somebody doing that for me. But all you got to do really is just go on to Google and type in Leo Getz, LEOGETTS, and all the stuff will just pop up.
Right. All right,
cool. That's
the stuff. Yo, and I'm looking.
The big man, he does a lot of big things. I got to lead into him because I've known him for a while. He's come out and supported me multiple times at my Diamond Spotlight music event. And even other times, I've just seen him in traffic. One of my favorites. And he got that song, My Favorite Pussy. I like that joint. We're going to play that joint.
Good looking.
He missed it before, but we're going to play it again because it's definitely showing love on the show.
You already spent that joint?
Yeah, I spent it. I got
appreciate that.
So I got you. Go ahead. Shout out to music and what's good and. You know what I'm
saying? No. MySpace.com/MillsburyDoughboy, Philadelphia on Facebook. I mean, just Google Philadelphia. All that shit should pop up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make a topic question. How many times a day do you Google yourself?
You got to Google yourself.
At least 15 times a day.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't Google myself that much, but I do it like once a every couple months.
We know you be feeling yourself.
You lying.
She be feeling herself.
My name is difficult to Google because I push up Key West and all this stuff about Florida come up.
You're crazy,
yo,
man.
Yo,
he was sitting in the crib and every hour on the hour Google his name to see if something new pop up.
Wait. Don't
for real
bad.
Though, when you make a lot of moves, you gotta check that joint to see if your shit pop up. Like they might put new footage of you up on YouTube, anything.
Yo, I be adding stuff to my Google. Is that like super arrogant?
No.
I be adding mad stuff. Making
who gonna feel you if you don't feel yourself?
I get mad.
What was it?
To somebody be like, yo, my nigga, just Google me. I'm like, man, fuck you.
That shit is some old proper shit, some old Hollywood shit.
It's a public service announcement. You know what I mean? Y'all not that original with your name, certain people. You can't be Googled. Key West don't even play yourself and say that shit because it'll be dumb. Yeah, Google Key West. No, Google Eye of the Storm. Like that's
yeah, and Google Eye of the Storm Entertainment, and then you'll get like 30 pages. But
yes, that's his company. He's not going to say Google beginning. He wants Google that shit, nigga. You'll find everything.
Also, don't say
yo,
Google
early.
You got to MySpace and Facebook.
Yo,
man,
yo just check this out real quick. You talking about Key West. I mean, when I type in Leo Getz, I get the shit from Lethal Weapon. The boy be like, yeah, they fuck you in the drive-thru. I mean, like.
Oh, the boy that be like, Leo Getz everything?
Yeah.
Oh, I can man, that's funny.
On my jaw.
I can see how that could happen.
You told me to Google you, see? You wasn't specific. Like, sometimes you gotta feel like you really do have to be specific, or you play yourself kind of, and then the person like, oh, ew. Look at that.
I like exactly what Key West said. If you only got one or two websites, don't say Google me.
Right.
Is that a damn website? Don't say Google me, man, because there's only one website going to pop up. Going to be blackplanet.com and shit. Ain't nobody on that shit no more.
Nobody on Black Planet. That shit dead.
Everybody is on tag.com. Now, listen, let me tell you what's crazy. I'm about to go on my tag right now.
I got a tag.
Yesterday, and I accepted like 500 people at once. Like, it was crazy. Like, I was like, what? 500 people at once? Like,
Tag X-rated. They be freaking off on Tag.
You know what it is.
That's why I'm inspired on there.
I'm going to send her a message tomorrow that say, you it, you're it. Tag, get it, you're it. Come on,
right,
man. Y'all need to catch up.
Yo, I got a question about Twitter, though.
I hate it.
What's the whole point about that? Like, you be telling people, like, yo, I'm at the bar.
You gotta have something going like honest for Twitter. Like, you got a radio station, that shit pop. I mean, you just put that, I mean, everybody know what you're doing 24/7.
Even if you're socializing with your friends, like, it's a way that you can tell 1,000 or more, or however many people are following you, what you're doing. Then they can either join in with you, share it with their friends, laugh about it, you know what I'm saying, promote it also. Like, I really like Twitter, because it's really about sharing, like retweeting, and the whole community of Twitter, I think, takes socializing to a different step. Like,
I think Twitter teaches you how to be a follower.
That joint popping though. Twitter, the biggest.
Yo, I'm about to do something totally different with promotion, and everybody gonna try to copy it. I'm not gonna promote none of my websites with my music on there. I'm gonna just promote my adult website and watch people get on the music.
Yeah, sex sells.
Exactly.
Yo, Key
so
West.
Follow me on rude.com. Like, no,
follow me.
Twitter. But I will tell y'all, like, each week, 4 porn stars follow me and unfollow me. Like, every week, it's at least 4 porn stars.
They should. They should.
Some people do nut shit on Twitter like other people do. Like, they'll follow you, then they'll unfollow you. Just to get you to follow them, but I
my mama told me to be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah, man, we need a leader website, man.
I don't mind. Like,
he said leader me.
I follow like 900 people on Twitter, and I'm followed by like 1,200 or something.
Damn.
It's some people that I don't really follow, and it's certain people who I do, because what they say is, like, either I'm supporting them, you know what I'm saying, in promotion or whatever. They're interesting people, they're famous people or whatever, and that shit is entertainment. Or, you know what I'm saying, you could blend in it with it, whatever. Like, I feel like as a star, you should want to. I feel like a star.
Why don't you follow me on Twitter, Honest? Philadelphia.
Follow me.
Can you follow me back?
I got a Twitter. Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah.
All you got to do is go to twitter.com/honestfire. Click that. She follows everybody back who's doing something for themselves.
Right.
While you at that, go to twitter.com/bugbandedTV and get them updates, too, for the magazine.
Indeed. Yo, solid.
Honest, can you help me out? I need some Twitter classes. I need like, yo, all I see, like, Facebook, MySpace, all right. You got your drawing saying, okay, what's on your mind or something like that. You can type a drawing in, do you see your friends there and all that. But Twitter, it just be like, okay, what you doing?
What's happening?
It's an update website.
It's like, because one day I was like on my drawing, I was like, yo, man, I'm about to tell them exactly everything I'm doing. Yo, I'm cooking me something to eat. I'm going to the car wash. It's like,
I'm smoking.
I'm at the studio.
I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling.
Like, cause I see people on Twitter every minute, and I be like, yo, how can you tweet like?
I'm a Facebook addict. I'm addicted to Facebook.
I can understand the Facebook. The Facebook, at least you can see, okay, yeah, this person doing this. Okay, this person putting up a video and stuff like that. I mean, the Twitter is just like, I'm following you. All right, what you doing? I'm taking this shit.
Like, you know what I mean? I did forget. Like, I wish I was on my phone. I would have been able to see that my homie told me about her play emotional reaction. I'm so sad. You know what I mean? I let it go. And that's what I could tell her. And at the same time, whoever else is following me, they get to hear it too. And, like, people, they start talking shit. They ask you to join their Facebook. Some people didn't say thanks for following. I like Twitter. I love this shit, man.
Can I ask you a question?
You're selling that John to me right now. I'm about to start getting my Twitter up.
Can I ask a question off topic?
Of course. We off topic. We having fun.
You being a woman, right? Okay. What would it take for you to be in a relationship with a man and another woman?
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I've been
down
that road and don't give a fuck to go back. Like,
I'm saying, what would it take? What would it take for the girl to do that besides her being pimped?
Who?
Nothing, man. Look, I'm.
One more time. From the top. Do it again.
All right, look. You being a woman, in your opinion, what would it take for you to be in a relationship with another man and with a man and another woman?
At the same time.
Yeah.
It would never happen with me.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see, like, how that can be beneficial to everybody.
In so many ways.
Yeah, I mean, y'all all bring your income in. You know what I'm saying? You got the best of both.
Three's company.
You're never lonely. When at work, you still got one there. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? Like,
you can't argue.
It's a good hustle. It is a good hustle.
Like I said, the money all come into the same pot. And then if he can satisfy both of y'all, like, why not?
I agree.
That's going to satisfy the man and the most. No. That is retarded. Like,
I don't want to see
I agree with one man having four wives. I agree with that.
I don't agree with that. That's too many. I ain't buying all y'all convertibles, bitch.
No, they got to be on. Like you said, they got to be doing their part.
Yo,
that's what I'm saying.
That sounds like that TV show Big Love.
Yeah, exactly. That's my shit.
If I only got Driz and Honest, I could buy $1 billion and let him split that.
How about it?
You seen that show Big Love? They got the houses connected together. The boys
fucking
like,
right, I seen it.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you on Wednesday. I'm going to fuck her on Thursday. I'm going to fuck you on Friday.
I called Drizzle. I didn't mean a Billy.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You got to get a loud phone, Honest. Like, what you saying, Boogie?
Hold up. Big Love. Did you see how awkward and retarded and dysfunctional their kids are? Like, I'm not going to suggest my...
They wasn't black. That's why.
They said they wasn't black.
I didn't mean a Bentley. I'm in a Chrysler 300 with a Bentley grill.
I give him a 300C. Don't that look like a Phantom?
with the Perry Ellis seats.
Oh man,
they don't know.
See, you spent too much money. I give him the Louis Vuitton door handles.
You be drawing the shit on that one little car, like. Dub that joint the fuck out.
Yo, so there's no particular way where it would work for you to get a woman to work in a relationship with another woman and a guy?
No, never.
Not even if it's a business mindset, like, yo, we going to do this for each other, but business and for a business proposition, too. Cause, I mean,
exactly.
Make money together.
Because it ain't all about sex.
No,
it is all about sex, but, I mean, it's a little...
The hustle first when it comes to that situation.
Yeah. The hustle and the sex. You got to hustle and flow at the same time.
You You know what? You know what? I'm looking at the situation like this. You know what? I just had a conversation with, I just came back from the bar with Nitty and shit, right? And we, I'm sitting up there talking. I'm like, yo, man, my girl getting on my nerves. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do the show on the 6th for Honest. And I'm like, yo, I got to go down and see Beans and shit tomorrow. She like, okay, all right, can I go down to the studio with you when you go down there with Beans? I'm like, no. Why would you want to go? It's all niggas down there.
Right.
But you going to let me come to the show? Yeah, I'm going to let you come to the show.
Because you're supporting the kid.
Yeah, so then I'm like, she on some old other shit. She like trying to stress me out about it. So me, I fell back. I said, you know what? Let me go hang out with my man Nitty and shit. So Nitty was like this. You know the Jay-Z song when Jay-Z be like, yo, sisters hold you down. Bitches hold you up.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, you got to find that type of woman. Like, honestly, she, from everything I know about her, she ain't the type of person that'll hold a person up, and she ain't the type of person that'll sit up there and be like, no, I ain't going to jump into no dumb shit with some
other girl.
Are you
with the same girl?
But,
you with that girl?
What, am I with her?
Yeah.
I put ass on detention.
Oh, all right, well, I can't say what I was going to say then.
No, I don't put up with dumb shit, man. I don't. You can't. Cause if you sit there,
she pressing you about it. You don't want to go in the studio, spit the 16, and come out and shit. Be like, where my girl Siegel go?
Yeah, I ain't with all that. Like,
no, see, cool. Like, I mean, like, ain't nobody gonna sit there. If I'm up in the studio, if I'm up there, if it's with Gil or if it's with C or anybody like that, bumping all them, they know it's like, okay, that's Leo. I mean, that's his girl, shit like that. But then it's just like the simple fact, like, I mean, she the type of person that want to stand out too. And it's like, yo, you around people that rap. You don't rap. You don't do shit. It's
right.
Like, at least if Honest was there, she'd be like, yo, I got the radio job and I'm doing the parties and shit like that. But
yeah.
If you're a girl that don't do shit.
You in the way.
Yeah. So why you want to come down to the studio?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. But no, some girls might just want to support their man, and I'll be like, all right, you want to support your man. But if she on some hype shit, like, you know what I mean?
It's starting an argument over it and all that.
Like, any girl I fuck with think I'm the best rapper to ever touch the mic. If it ain't like that, I'm not fucking with her.
Like, I mean, I put it to you like this. Like, she do, like, I give her this. I ain't going to be no dumb dude. She do come down. She do support. But then it's like this little things and shit. Like, one time I was down at Batcave Studio, right?
She sound like a friend. Keep on the friend tip, man.
That's real talking, right?
No, that wasn't me, but that's real.
And it's like, all right, I'll put it like this. It's like, she come down support as my girl, but then she act like a nigga that sit up there and be like, yo, I want to know everybody. So if it's like, okay, yeah, I'm with Leo Guts. Yeah, I know this person. I know that person. Yeah, we was at the studio. You remember me? I mean, don't do that.
Politicking too much. Then I be doing it and like
got,
on it.
You got the girl that's not for you. That's what.
Right. She just a friend, homie.
She, you know what I mean? She a friend. She the one you show up like, hey, I bought the sand.
Yeah, she a nice little trophy piece. Use her for a trophy. That's what she want to be. Let her be that.
But you know what? Yeah, and all that extra, like, trying to get extra attention, like, I mean, I know, like, we were also talking about it before, and I kind of cut off because I wanted everybody to get a shout out. Certain people, like, if you have a reason, it sounds like it. If you have a reason to compliment a person, if you have a reason to be closer to a rapper or to be interested or want to interview them or want their phone numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My phone or whatever. But certain people, like, if that's not your lane, like, chill. Yeah.
You're in the way, like.
But wow. I mean, that on some real, I mean, no disrespect, that might have been her lane before she met you. She might have been hanging at studios and trying to
right.
Bring around niggas
no.
All the time, but you just ain't know.
No. I feel like this. Now, I mean, I can tell the difference between a groupie and a
no,
down
can.
Drum.
No, you can't.
Look. No, okay. I feel like this.
You get a lot of bitches, too.
I put it like this. Like, I was with her before I was rapping,
right?
So when when I was down on my luck and shit like that, she was there. I mean, and, like, as everything started growing, it was like, okay, yeah, he getting attention. He could get in this place for free. People know him here. People know him there. It's like now, being as though that I'm known, now she wants to be known too, which I ain't got a problem with because what she being known is my girl. Okay, cool. I'm not sitting up there running the streets with different chicks and shit, so I ain't got no problem with that.
Right. Yo, but you know what you need to do?
But it's the problem when, like, I mean, you, like, I don't know how I explained it at first, but, like, when she go into the studio or be around certain people, it ain't like one of them joints like, yeah, I'm talking to this person. I want to get that person's number. It's like she in the studio, and then she sit up there and start arguing with motherfuckers. I'm like,
oh, she got a debate thing on?
Yeah, it's like I be in the booth. I be rapping, and nigga, you start the fucking argument. I'm like, God damn.
Don't mix business with pleasure, man.
Give me an example. I understand.
He said she'd be outside debating with rappers while he recording about some other. Do you think Weezy better than such and such and all that dumbass shit?
Yeah, like. I heard you. Like, at least if you're the type of person sitting up there saying, okay, yeah, we need to hang out, and you talking to Gil or Beans or one of them and shit, then I know, okay, you're a groupie. Don't fucking talk to me, cuz. You don't need your hoe now. But you the nigga that's in the studio arguing, and niggas is telling me, yo, cats, man, why your girl be tripping? Like, yo, what the fuck?
That's a good trait, though, that she debate like that.
Yeah,
she
like,
know the real. She know the
like,
real.
No,
that show that she ain't scared, but by what he's saying, that's a little too much in the atmosphere. If they not feeling it, she got to fall back. You know
right.
I mean?
And now.
But they feeling it, and they saying, I dig her, she cool, then, you know, I mean, let it be.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you this? Did you talk to her about this? Like, what did she say?
Like, I talked to her about it, right? And I'd be like tomorrow I gotta be up so I could go down to the studio with Beans and all that. So she's like, yeah, you going down there? Oh, so you gonna bring me down there? I said no. She said, why ain't you gonna bring me down there? I said because, and I named all the other times. I said, yo. We was down at the Batcave. You wanted to argue with Funk and shit like that. I said, Funk engineering.
Wow.
I said, we went down to the after hour. You wanted to argue. I mean, we went down here. You wanted
to
argue.
Make a presence felt.
Yeah.
Oh, because you said the wrong thing. When she said, wow, you should have said, bitch, because I said so.
Okay? When you get some time, I'm going to call you on a three-way on Date on Poker Show. See, you can leave that girl alone.
Yo, on surreal, when she said why, you should have said because I said so.
She wanted a job. She wanted to feel important. That's all.
Well, let her be your secretary. Give her some work to do. Let her
right.
organize your schedule
right.
or something.
You
know,
you know what I did? I told her like this. I said, you know what? If you want to do something, I told her. I said you can run my MySpace and Facebook, all that shit. That nigga was slacking on that. I said, man, fuck that.
Did she do it? She ain't do it?
Wait, no, she done it. She done it. She hooked my MySpace up. She done it, but it was just like the simple fact of just saying, I guess it's just like the type of life that I live. She want to just be a part of it.
Wait a minute.
Too much.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're saying. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, we're going to revisit this another day because I want to get to the bottom of the story. It's confusing me a little bit. You know, like I'm trying to get to this point. Like, you said she worked on MySpace page, she didn't work it right, but she hooked it up. I mean, you all over the place.
Okay, I'll put it like this. I'll break it down for you like this. All right.
We're going to bring that back. I know you're going to remember it. We're going to figure out a topic around it and everything. So we all
Yeah, it sounds like one of them Jones.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm on the Oprah show.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real simple because, like, my homie, Daydon Tolbert, like, Google him. You can find him. Daydon, D-E-D-A-N. Tolbert, you know what I'm saying? He's a relationship counselor, and he gives advice to women. And he says, like, that type of behavior is not only frowned upon, but you're looked at as not even wifey material because you're not
somebody who I want to even be around. Like, why would you choose to be in a way like that over, you know what I'm saying, building a relationship with your mate and being respectable of others and yourself? Like, come on, yo, we gotta, there's no reason to need to debate over nothing. Like, I wouldn't debate over bullshit. Certain people even try to do this shit with me, and I'm like, I look at them like they fucking just own dog food and they smell and I can smell it. And then they stop, like, I don't have time for that type of shit. Your girl wouldn't have argued with me. She would have been arguing with herself. She would have been looking at herself in the mirror. I was like, listen, honey, take some time to admire yourself. You're drawling. Like, fuck out of here. Certain people have a way to calm them down. But see, other people might even take that as, oh, I could probably fuck her. Let me argue with her. I don't know.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. And she in the way for that.
She might think she holds the status just because of you having a little name and shit. She might feel as though where your status is that automatically make her status that, you know what I mean, like that because that's your girl and niggas know. Some girls do that too. You know what I mean? Like, that's my nigga. Fuck out of here. Who you? My nigga. You know who my dude is.
True story.
So I would say that that's in a way too, because why are you, first of all, arguing with a person and then making them think that, oh, you think they're important, that much important, and giving your attention like that? Like,
right.
You know, you're playing yourself. Like, that's why I give a person a couple of words, like, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. If I feel some type of way, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, two words, peace, whatever.
These nuts.
You know what I mean? Make them
change. I got down to the point where I actually start thinking, like, not even to be mean, but just on some old time shit to say, why are you arguing with a man?
Right.
Like,
man, a woman's place.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean to do that because I know females.
You can't do that. You can't say stay in a woman's place. Then everybody gonna get in it.
No, look, just. Just pick the situation.
Listen, Leo, no. If you say one dumb shit, every your whole argument is null and void. If you get on point, then you was on point. But if you say one thing that takes you off the subject and you tell her something was off, your whole argument is in the toilet, and that's probably why y'all still together. So, if this motherfucker say one dumb thing, I know I'm in trouble.
Right.
You know what I mean? But let him say something stupid. Don't make me replace you. You know what I mean? Like, then you're gonna lose it, aren't you? Then cuss out. Like, don't go there and say something.
I know. I ain't say it like that. I said it like this.
It's the way you say it, right? Conduct yourself better than that.
I said, you know what? I said, why are you worrying about what other people think? You see people every day. People might not even say something. They might not even catch your eye. But if you walking down the street, say you wearing a dress, especially you being a female, you wearing a dress. You might got one girl to say, I like your dress, and they looking at you. You might got one girl to say, oh, I don't like that dress. Why she put that shit on? You know what I mean? But it's all about how you take it on if you going to argue with this person or not. Because you might be the type of person to say, why that bitch looking at me? Oh, you got a problem? No. Take a picture if you want to keep on looking at me. I mean, or you could be the bigger person to say, I'm going to walk off.
I'm going to tell you how the young Honest Fire or the young Walia has treated those type of situations. When I was a young boy, I think I was like 14, 13, 12, something. I was young before I was fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? I had on some shorts. I've always had a big ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I think I had on like a cute netted top or some shit and some high heel boots. So I walk up in the street with my two girlfriends. I'm down the bottom, my dad hood and shit. And then the girls, they ride by like, take that shit off or something. You know what I'm saying? This is what they said to me. And me being the young high head, I walk up, fuck you, bitch. Kiss my ass. And then they pulled over. I beat all three of them the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And it was another time, I think, like two or three years after that, a girl, I had on this real cute sparkly shirt in the front or whatever, and this girl was just staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck you looking at? And then she said something smart, then I beat her the fuck up, and then she's like, fuck this cute-ass shirt, like, after we fought. You know what I'm saying? But now, as a mature person, like, I don't want to fuck a person up. I learned, I already know that's dumb. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say I learned kind of the hard way because
certain things you can ignore and keep going, because, like, that's what I do now. Please. You know how many compliments and how much hate I get, even in the outfit I got on today? Like, shit. It is what it is, but if you're secure with yourself, you ready to go? If you're secure with yourself, you're not going to care. And all this other shit is just, like, it's dead. Raw. It's dead. Like, I said.
Yo, that shit's like, crazy, yo. I done whooped somebody's ass so bad that afterwards I felt bad for that nigga. Like, damn, I ain't had to whoop his ass like that.
Like, yeah, like, you be like, oh, man, I ain't gonna fuck him up.
I mean, he did steal my shit, but I ain't have to whoop his ass like that.
Like,
that was
like,
bad.
Like, do some nut-ass shit, like, try to touch all crazy or do some dumb. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah,
it's just.
Damn,
like,
that sounds good.
Shit.
Right.
He said he
liked
Meek Mill over somebody else. Like, I don't care.
Nobody like, can,
hey. You know what I'm saying? I like Meek Mill.
I like debating over the frauds. I don't even. I support Philly all around. I don't even get into the Philly debate too better than who.
We were talking about his girlfriend, remember?
Yeah. Your Honor. Yo.
What?
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is why I be turned on so much, because I just like when a female cuss me out.
You too.
I love when a female cuss me out, like fuck you. Or oh my god, yo, I just. I'm like, all right,
I told you.
Fuck me.
You know what?
Lay down and take this.
Yeah. Yo, I had to do my little check-in real quick. My nigga's wondering if I made it home all right.
Oh well, thank you for checking in. You can definitely talk to you soon. Like I said, she's going to hit you up about performing. Shout out to the lovely host, Seaman.
Oh, you got to make sure you call me at least tomorrow or something like that. All right?
I'm not going to call. I told you Seaman's going to call you. But look out
she
for her.
She called phone. Me already.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I talked to her already.
Okay.
I already got the time for the performance and stuff like that.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah, you going on late. Well, I'm going to have the tickets for you on Wednesday. We show a lot of little death here. I don't know if you will come in the building for June 6th. That shit going down. Where's
yeah, because I got Nitty and all them coming down, and Beans, he coming back from Houston. So I'm going to try to get him to swing down there with me.
Well, I'm going to give you the tickets. I told you what it is. We will talk more off the show. But peace. Thanks for calling until we shine.
I enjoy myself.
June 6th is going to be the shit, y'all. We showing love to all these artists. I'm going shopping for the ladies, too. We going all out. I'm going to get a couple of the pearly pieces. I'm going to get a couple of rainbow shop pieces.
Yeah,
I'm going to
picture the people what they look like when they put on.
I'm going to get some Haynes Co-Waves. I'm going to get some female. We giving away a bunch of panties. I'm going to connect them to a string, a little ribbon.
Wow.
Make them jump in the air for it. Hop.
We won't do that because we gonna make the guys jump in the air for it.
You want to see that print, huh?
You know the ones that's going to come out with all the stuff is going to be the Lisa Leslie type Jones.
I don't know. Shout out to, I'm going to fuck it up. But my girl, Janice. You know what I mean? She's going to come through and do the special toy demonstration. We're going to have the fun. We're going to have game. It's a blow game. I think it's called blow or something.
A blow game?
It's called suck and blow.
Blow.
No, it's not suck and blow. They're not playing suck and blow. That's not a sex toy game.
It can be.
We're playing a sex game.
It can be.
Blow. It really means something if you win this game. Shout out to our winner last year. I think it was Casino from the Prospects. I think he won last year. We did that joint in May. This year we're doing it in June. You know what I'm saying? We were supposed to do it last May, but.
Y'all can't never have something that I can win, like a coochie eating contest or something?
You hear shit?
I'll dust this shit out, niggas.
The coochie belt competition?
Y'all can't fuck with me, man.
Yo, I'm telling you, dog. Once that whirlwind song come out, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Best time, 15 seconds.
No shit.
You know what I mean?
Where the sexy Jones go?
Oh, man. The show ended.
Sorry.
Damn.
I'm out, man.
Wait, she's starting to talk again.
Oh.
Yo, listen. We sure love to everybody. Big up to all the people doing their thing. We don't big up the bum bitches. Fuck them. Fuck the bum niggas. Fuck the bum niggas. When I say fuck the bum niggas on the court, bomb it. Like, fuck out of here. I ain't got time for this shit. I like the one in chat calling. Philly Shaw was amazing tonight. We went to overtime. We still on the show. Like, I can't believe this show. It's 3 a.m. I wonder.
Is it?
Yeah, Philly Shaw.
Ain't 3 a.m.
Ain't no 3 a.m.
I mean, it's 2 a.m. 1:45. We went 45 minutes overtime. Like, we had relationship talk. We talked about suckers. We talked about big shit pop. We talked about diamond spotlight a lot. You know what I mean? Buck Bandit TV, magazines.yolasite.com. I do what I want. Oh, we got him.
I do what the fuck I want.
We got him. Wait, no, where'd you go?
Huh?
So I was about to go to the gas station real quick.
That's where I need to go.
I need a fucking Dutch.
Yeah, I'm about to go to the after hour. Fuck
Dutchy,
yeah.
My friend.
Alright, who's that? Who's that there?
What? Dutchy, my friend?
Leo, you said you going to the after hour?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Shit, because what more can I ask for? I get in there for free and I drink for free. Shit.
Yo, be like the real niggas. Be like the real niggas and play the let out. We post up on the wall and wait for the chick to walk past and then we yell at them when they get down the street. Like, yo, bitch. Oh, so I can't get your number, so you gonna keep walking? All right.
We have a little car trouble, but we're on our way. We're going to continue our way. Which technical difficulties over there? No, we got you. Where y'all going?
Yo, Drizzy, don't be trying to stun on me, boo.
We ain't going nowhere. We all know where we are.
Where y'all going?
We're going someplace else.
Dang.
Don't tell me y'all did Philly Shine off of a cell phone. Someone outside of fucking plush and shit. We about to head out somewhere now. Oh, man.
That's bullshit right there.
I came home just to get on this job.
You said what?
I said I came home just to get on here. Don't tell me y'all out. I could have been out, too. I could have been on my cell phone like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, you
could drunk this shit.
Good up. Just call in. You could have called in, but not with the wild background. We'll mute your phone. Like, shout out to him. We know who that is. We're on a good one. We show him love. I don't know. Reno be taking hold of the sound effects. He go crazy.
Yo, man, sometimes I just can't deal with bullshit. Sometimes you don't want to see it. Sound effects can make everything more lighter.
So I ain't want to be
done. Instead of saying, damn, damn, Honest and Driz, y'all got my dick hard. You just hear a boing. You know what I'm saying? It's a polite way of...
Oh, did y'all just shut off? Okay.
We had a technical difficulty. I had to click over, but...
Oh,
we
wow.
I just want to say goodnight to everybody.
Good night. You have fun. You get home safe and all that.
Thank you. But,
a million text messages.
I know, me too. My joy is just coming in. But that's what Philly Shine does, and we got to catch back up. So we're going to catch up with y'all later. Tomorrow night, actually. We're going to be at Super Sunday with Norman Bates, Mill Creek. Y'all know I love that joy.
All
right. Shout out to my girl, Jen. That's my boo-boo. I like how she could sing. Oh, sigh. I think it's like...
Yo, having y'all three together is like eating Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah, vanilla.
I mean, you got to take a little scoop of each kind. I mean, you just can't have strawberry. You just can't have chocolate. You need a dibble dabble and everything.
All right, well, that's what's up. Dibble dabbling, dribbling, dabbling, whatever.
Yeah.
ring-a-ling.
Well, I'll holler at y'all later. I gotta go change my clothes and go holler at some Nouveau.
All right, have a good night.
All right.